Speaker Mike Johnson, passage of Energy Appropriations Bill proves Republicans are getting back to work. By Sean Moran on October 26, 2023. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said in a Thursday statement that the Energy and Water Appropriations Act passage proves that Republicans are getting back to work. House Republicans on Thursday passed H.R. 4394, the Energy and Water Appropriations Act, which is one of the 12 appropriations bills that Republicans want to pass to put pressure on congressional Democrats and President Joe Biden to negotiate. The passage of the Energy Appropriations Bill comes one day after House Republicans unanimously chose Johnson to be the next Speaker of the House. Johnson said in a written statement that this proves that Republicans are quickly moving to enact their legislative agenda to better the American people. This is the first step in getting our appropriations done. Yesterday, I promised we were going to get back to work for the American people, and today we proved it, Johnson said. Ahead of the speaker election, Johnson unveiled an ambitious schedule should Republicans elect him speaker. This includes: pass the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill the week of October 23. Pass the Legislative, Interior, and Environment Appropriations Bill week of October 30. Pass the Financial Services and General Government, FSGG, and Commerce, Justice, and Science, CJS, Appropriations Bills the week of November 6. Pass the Labor, Health and Human Services, HHS, and Agriculture Appropriations Bill the week of November 13. In December, pass the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. Johnson is a fourth-term lawmaker who was elected to Congress in 2016 and represents the 4th Congressional District of Louisiana. As a freshman congressman, he wrote The Commitment to Civility and founded the Honor and Civility Caucus. During his second term, Johnson became the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, RSC, the largest group of conservatives in the House Republican Conference. Then, in his third term, he served as the vice chairman of the House Republican Conference and was re-elected as the vice chair. Johnson also served on the Natural Resources Committee and currently serves on the House Armed Services Committee, House Judiciary Committee, and the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. The Louisiana lawmaker is a father of four and lives in Benton, Louisiana. He has a bachelor's degree and a law degree from Louisiana State University. Watch, finally, Republican Mike Johnson elected to be new Speaker of the House. Lawmakers across the spectrum cheered Johnson's ascendancy to the speakership. Mike Johnson is a friend, fighter, and principled conservative who can get the job done. He has my full support as Speaker, former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said. We'll keep working together to put our country first and fulfill our commitment to America. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, said, "Congratulations to my good friend Mike Johnson. He's done a great job on the Judiciary Committee. Always prepared. Always ready to take on the swamp. The House needs a speaker. And it needs to be him." Related, talking points are out. Watch the media repeat the same things about new House Speaker Mike Johnson. Representative Tim Burchett, RTN, said, "This town is languishing in moral and fiscal ambiguity, and he will restore that. Mike Johnson is a good man. We don't deserve a leader like Mike Johnson. But daggummit, we're going to get him." He is not very tall physically, but in these halls, you will stand in his shadow. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said, "Mike is an honorable man with incredible integrity who has devoted his life to protecting religious liberty and conservative principles. Accountability, proper governance, and a better future are incoming under Speaker Johnson." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.